Children's Health and Longevity Threatened by Dr. Eric Plasker. Are your children's health and longevity threatened by your lifestyle choices? The answer is yes. Think about how long your children could live and what their quality of life will be like along the way. According to The Lancet, 50% of the babies born since the year 2000 are expected to live over the age of 100. Additional research is concerned that our current generation of children may be the first in recent history to see their life expectancy go down. How can this be? Doesn't it seem like a contradiction to see so many children living longer while the overall life expectancy goes down? The answer is sad yet simple in that the other 50% of children are expected to die younger and sicker than ever, not because of their genetics, but because of unhealthy lifestyle choices. If your children have aging grandparents, they are staring at their potential longevity at every family gathering, and this can be unconsciously weighing on their spirit. Nico Santi, a 10-year-old boy from Bellevue, Washington who is blessed with a proactive, health-conscious family, sent me this video after attending a 100-year lifestyle event in their community. Sponsored by Cummins Chiropractic and Wellness, Dr. Bob Cummins and his wife Anna have been providing lifestyle care for the Santi family, who are more excited about their health and future than ever. And Nico is no longer carrying this stress and unconscious burden. https://www.the100yearlifestyle.com/wp-content/uploads/2018/05/nico-and-family-embracing-a-healthy-new-life.mp4. It is not rocket science to understand the connection between lifestyle choices, quality of life, and longevity. A healthy life requires a lifestyle that includes healthy food, exercise, strong social circles, and a healthy spine and nervous system, as well as avoiding destructive habits such as the overuse of technology, smartphones, smoking, and excessive stress. On the other hand, a 50 to 60-year lifestyle includes unhealthy eating with excessive sugar and calories. It also includes too much sitting, a lack of exercise, and an unhealthy spine and nervous system. Are you raising your children to live a 60-year lifestyle or a 100-year lifestyle? You will often hear people say as they get older, after they are diagnosed with diseases like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, that these diseases run in my family. While there is a genetic component to these conditions, it is actually a small component. These diseases are mostly lifestyle diseases. Based on the lifestyle in which your children are being raised, they are either inheriting the lifestyle habits that contribute to a 60-year lifestyle or they are inheriting the lifestyle habits that contribute to a healthy, active, positive, productive 100 years and beyond. If you have not been healthy and you are ready for a change, it is not too late for you. Many people who have lived from crisis to crisis have become tired of this roller coaster ride. They are tired of pills and potions that cause side effects but don't solve their problems. Because of the amazing ability of your body to adapt and heal, it is never too late to take care of your spine and nerve system and adjust your lifestyle. Begin shopping in stores that sell organic food. Fill up your shopping cart with fresh fruits and vegetables, lean meats, and whole grains. Avoid high-fat foods like cookies, cakes, and cereals that are high in sugar. Avoid white flour and white rice. Turn off the TV and the video games and get outside with your family for walks or bike rides. Go to the gym and to your chiropractor together. In 1903, Thomas Edison said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." Thomas Edison was right, and 115 years is enough. The future is now, and the future of our children is at stake. This quote has become more significant and important than ever. This is particularly true with the concern about the opioid crisis. This crisis has turned so many unsuspecting children and adults into addicts. As a parent, it takes being one of the purposeful willing to protect your children and ensure their well-being. You have to be purposeful and you have to be willing. Do your part by making 100-year lifestyle choices so you and your children are healthier today and can enjoy a sensational century. Find a provider near you.